Three questions for Paul Brown. Question 1. Why do you want to be involved and what will you bring to the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind Board?
I am a lifelong blind person, originally from Scotland. I've lived in New Zealand for the last 15 years with my partner, Nicola, who some of you will know through our work with Audio Described Aotearoa, and our 10-year-old was born here. I've been involved in blindness and other disability organisations in Aotearoa, like Blind Citizens, like BANZAT, the Braille Authority of New Zealand Aotearoa Trust, and DPA, Disabled Persons Assembly. And before that, the RNIB, Royal National Institute of Blind People, and Dundee Society for the Blind in Scotland. So I offer perspectives from both countries. I believe that Blind Low Vision NZ is here for its clients and members, and I will promote the voices of clients and members to the board.
Question 2. As the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind goes about empowering blind, deafblind and low vision people to live the life they choose, what are the challenges, the opportunities and the important issues right now?
NZ is doing it tough just now, and blind, deafblind and low vision people are particularly hard hit by the perennial issues of unemployment, poverty and lack of choices. The RNZFB must be an exemplar employer of blind and other disabled people, showcasing best practice and valuing our skills. There's no doubt that one of the biggest challenges is funding. Cuts to disability funding for individuals, and also if people have less money in their pockets, they have less to donate. If we can't rely on the charity dollar, we must campaign for government to pay its fair share for our services. We also need to make sure that Blind Low Vision NZ takes the opportunity that individualised funding offers by making sure that we are people's provider of choice for blindness services.
Question 3. What are your aspirations for blind, deafblind and low vision people in Aotearoa, New Zealand?
I want blind, deafblind and vision impaired people to be living the lives we choose. That means choosing whether and where to work, choosing where we live, choosing the blindness services we want to receive. Blind Low Vision NZ services should be about empowering members and clients to do the things we want to do and always encouraging people to think about doing just that wee bit more. Services have to develop and respond to the person. If someone wants to learn a route to their local shops, we shouldn't think the job's done once they've learned that route. That is true of all our services. Technology, mobility, guide dogs, daily living, and learning and using Braille.